purpose of my mission was to reconnect with the staff and the partners who had bravely tried to continue to deliver humanitarian aid in the city. It had been very difficult over the last weeks. I must say I had witnessed harrowing situations where whole areas, living areas, have been damaged, if not destroyed, where public facilities like medical centers and schools are no longer functional. The main needs at the moment in the city are to bring back water, electricity, health facilities, but also, importantly, security for the people. A secure environment for the quarter of the population of Aden to return to their homes, because one out of four Adenese at the moment is displaced, within the city or outside.
There's a humanitarian pause that was supposed to take effect Sunday. Have its effect already been felt in Aden, do you know?
Well, we still don't know exactly whether this pause really will be implemented, because, as you know, the Al-Houthi authority has not yet signed up to it, according to my latest information. In any case, the situation in Aden is such that, with the exception of still some remnants of Al-Houthi snipers, they have left the city. But around the city, even yesterday when I was still in Aden, just hours before the pause was supposed to take effect, I witnessed, at least I heard, airstrikes which are conducted in the outskirts of Aden to push the Al-Houthi forces further out of the region inland.
How has humanitarian aid been reaching the population of Aden so far, and what needs to happen for the operations to be able to reach even more people in the future?
In the last 4 months since the escalation of the conflict, end of March, we were able once in a while to bring convoys into the city with food, with domestic items, with medical appliances. But as I said, this was always very labor intense, because these trucks often came from either Sana'a, the capital, or the port of Hodeidah from the north, and had to pass a number of checkpoints, and it was very difficult often to negotiate free passage. What we now see is that the front line between the fighting parties on the ground is around Aden, so we need to continue to negotiate that access. At the same time, the sea route is now available. Until recently, vessels were not able to berth in Aden port. This is now possible. I witnessed this myself. I came by boat from Djibouti, and I saw large vessels, UN vessels, offloading food, but also fuel in drums. So this is now, in any case, a possibility for us to bring much-needed humanitarian aid into the city. But as I said, we hope that the land routes will be open by negotiating with the parties to the conflict. But also we hope that the international airport of Aden will reopen. I personally was at the airport yesterday. I witnessed the damage, but the authorities in Aden assured me that they will quickly start repairing the airport in the hope that next week it will be open for humanitarian flights.